Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God. And I trust you're in preparation, getting ready for the house of the Lord today. Be in your place in church this morning. Enjoy the blessings God has given us, the privilege, opportunity, liberty to be in church and to worship the Lord. We appreciate each listener this morning. Thank you so much for tuning us in and praying for us every day, every Sunday. We come on Sunday morning. And we appreciate your prayers as you pray that God would use the broadcast for His glory. When I do the broadcast, I'm not seeing anybody, but I tell you in my heart and my mind, there's multitudes out there that's listening. And many folks are listening, I don't know, in different places, wherever it might be. But I'm aware of that, and I know God's using it to try to help someone along the way and try to point some precious sinner to the Lord Jesus. That's our heart's desire. Today to represent Jesus. Jesus said while he was in the world, he was the light of the world, but said when I'm gone, you're going to be the light. That's what he told his disciples, and that's what he tells us. We're the light that God has put into this world since we've been saved, and we're to represent the Savior and tell others about the Lord. That's what we're here for this morning. We appreciate you taking time out to listen to us for a little while. I want to send it out to the shut-ins. Those that's not able to get out and be in the house of God, I trust today it'll be a blessing to your heart, be an uplift to you this morning. I know some of you'd love to be in church. If you could, you'd be there, and I know that. God knows that, but you can't, and God knows that too. And so I trust the program will be a little substitute for a church in your life today. It's not meant to be a replacement for it, for those that can go. But those that can't go, God would use it this morning for His glory. And to be an uplift to your heart today. That's why we try to have some good songs and good singing and try to preach and just take time to be with you on every Sunday morning. We appreciate you doing that. And so you pray for the service today. Be with us in the house of God. Our service here at Mountain View Baptist begins at 10 o'clock, our general Sunday school in the auditorium, and then 10:45 for the worship service. And then back at 5 o'clock in the evening, Pastor Kevin Norton will be preaching the Word of God to you. You come and hear him, and God will bless you for your effort, and you'll get some help from the Word of God this morning. So it's good to be saved today. I'm telling you, in this world we're living in, it's getting worse, and I tell you, daily, multiplied times daily, things are getting worse. And that's what the Bible said. It's going to be worse and deceiving and being deceived. Now, times are going to come, the Bible said, in which here we're seeing a multiplied wickedness in our world and unbelievable people, what they think or what they believe. It's unbelievable today. They're calling good evil and evil good. And we're living in that time. And you know that. If you listen to the news and you hear conversations, you know there's things that today we know is good and right and godly, and they're calling it evil. And then they call evil good. I tell you what, the depravity of our land, that the big excuses are being given for, and blaming it on God. I mean, if you get a homosexual, they blame it on God. Said this born that way. God don't do that. Now, brother, that's because of sin and the lust of life, the lust of this world. And that's what's in the world today is just sin. Amen. The depravity that's there. I know that's not popular, but you're welcome for it. And not charge you anything for listening to it. I tell you, because sins are all around us. And we're living in that day, the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, the days of Lot. And then, of course, the days of the Lord's coming is here. And he's soon coming. We'll be dealing with some of that today in the scriptures in Romans chapter 8. And so you be in the house of God this morning. Be in your place. You got a church home, you be there. Don't let this pandemic give you a reason to stay at home when you can go, when it's safe to go. I tell you, don't let that get you into a mindset and sort of get you to the place where, well, I don't need to go anyway. Maybe you start, but I can just do it well. No, you can't do as good at home. When you can go, you should be there. Because Jesus Christ died for the church, gave himself for it, and he wrote letters to it, and there was established local assemblies across the land in that day. And ever since that time, there's been local assemblies. That's been the heartbeat of the communities that we're living in. And that's what God intended, that's what God uses, and that's what God blesses. Now, he don't intend for anybody that's able to go to church to sit at the house. And if you do, you backslid on God. If you're saved, if you're not saved, you ought to be in church hearing the gospel. And the faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so, well, so much for them not preaching on that today, but so much for that this morning. And we're glad you're here in the broadcast this morning. Father, as we bow in your presence today, thank you for the privilege, God, we have to open the word of God and sing the songs and play the songs, Lord, for your glory, to uplift the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray, have your way the services throughout the day. Bless the men of God as they stand and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless them today. Encourage them and lift them up. Bless the faithful saints of God that are there service day every time. I pray you bless their faithfulness, Lord. Reward that. Save their families. Save their friends. Lord, bring conviction where it's needed. Bless the saints, Lord. Have your way today. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have a couple of songs now. Hope to be a blessing to you this morning. And hope to be an uplift to your heart today. You listen now as they sing. The blood of the Lamb. Amen. Well, you know as well as I do, if you know anything about the Bible, we're not saved by works. We're not saved by what we can do. We're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he shed that blood for everyone. And I don't care who you are, what you've done, where you've been, where you're going. I tell you, he died for you this morning. And that's his precious blood. Hope you enjoyed that. Have another one now. And I hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today. Chapter 8 this morning, Romans chapter 8, and trust that you will pray that God will use the broadcast now for his glory. Romans chapter 8, a great chapter in the Bible. I appreciate it this morning. And Romans chapter 8, verse 18 said, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature also itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which are the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Now, it's reading just a few verses now to Romans chapter 8 this morning. Now, there's a subject I want to talk to you about today for a while. Earnest expectations. Earnest expectations. Verse 19 said, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Earnest expectations. There's the expectation in the hearts of every child of God today about the things the Lord has told us about that's going to come to pass. Earnest expectation. Boy, I tell you, even the Bible said, looking for that blessed hope of the glorious appearing, the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we're expecting Him to come, just like He said that He would. He's going to come. And so now I want you to notice about four things today out of these verses that we find mentioned here in the Word of God. Earnest expectations. I mean, there's the unwilling subjections that we have today. We're subjected to some things in this life that we don't like to be subjected to. The Bible said there in verses 20, and verse part of that, for the creature was made subject to vanity. Subject to vanity. Now, I want to look at that line of thinking today. We're subject to vanity. I mean, it's all around us. We're confronted with it every day. Vanity, vanity of life. Solomon spoke about that in the book of Solomon. He spoke about that, the Song of Solomon. He talked about the vanity. Proverbs speaks about the vanity that we're subjected to today. It's all around us. We're confronted with it. Folks are confronted with it at home. We're confronted with it at the job. Confronted with it out in the world, wherever you may go. There's the vanity of life that we see today that has got folks in the grip of vanity, and they're subjecting themselves unto that. And that's unwilling subjection that we have today because we're saved. We don't want to go that direction. Because we're saved, we don't want to have that kind of lifestyle that we're wasted our lives in. We don't want that today. Unwilling subjection. But we're there. We are wretched around us. We're subject to it. We have the opportunity, and we have the will of choice, that we can choose to go that way, or we to choose to serve the Lord. He said it well. Joshua said it well in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15. Here's a plaque over my desk right now. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I mean, he chose the way that he's going to serve. And so redemption gives us the opportunity and the ability that we have to serve the Lord, not go the way of vanity, not go the way of the flesh and of sin and things that's all around us today. Sure, friends are doing that. Sure, your family's doing that. Sure, your acquaintances are doing that. Sure, you're confronted with it every day and every situation and every walk of life. So subject to vanity. And so it's an unwilling subjection. I don't want to go that way. I don't want to be confronted with it. I know it pulls the flesh, and I know there's the lust of the flesh and the pride of life and all the things and the lust of sin that we that have confronted us every day. That we can make a choice, my friend. We can choose to walk with God. We can choose to live for Him. And so that's what we've got to deal with every day. You say, preachers, is there victory in that? Sure, there's victory. If we don't walk after the flesh, we walk after the Spirit. And if you walk after the flesh, you're going to do the things of the flesh, and you'll pay the penalty that comes with that in this life today. But walk in the Spirit. And that's the reason church is so important to the child of God. We got to have some help. I mean, Brother, God has set up a help that we can have to walk in this life of vanity here today and have victory in the midst of it. God has set it up that way. Jesus instituted even the church and gave Himself for it and put it in this world and instituted the local assemblies that we could gather together and have victory, listen to the Word of God preached and hear the Word of God being declared as our victory in this world today, so we can
and held that victory. He instituted. God knew what he was doing when he set the church up. You can't survive without the church. Brother, you got to have the fellowship and the gospel, and you got to have the means to where you can face the things of this world and have victory and overcome the things of this world. And one of these days when the Lord comes back, he's coming back for the church. Amen. Coming back in the church of the living God. Well, so there's the unwilling subjection that we have. Then number two, there's the unending travail. And then we have today, look in the last part of verse 22. The Bible said, "For we know the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." There's the unending travail. Brother, travailing. The pains that we're going through with. The sufferings of life and those things that we're facing today. The travail even of our soul while we're subjected to the temptations of Satan that pulls at the very fiber of our soul, Brother, today. But our soul is sealed to the day of redemption. But there's a constant travail, the endurance and the sufferings of life today that we're subjected to, and that pulls the very fabric of our Christianity. Whether we've got victory in Jesus today, and that's the reason the Holy Ghost was given unto us by the Lord Jesus when he went away. He knew what was going to be facing. He is aware of the situation that was going to be in, and we needed the Holy Spirit within us to help us to overcome the things of this life. And so there's that travail, the travailing every day, the things that we're facing that's pulling at our very fabric of our society. And today that's trying to turn even America away from God into the cesspool of this world and the depravity of sin is pulling at the very fabric of our society today. And Brother, it's sad to say, but multitudes are running after that, and Brother, going after the destruction and the things that are going on in our land today, the depravity, the acceptance of a lifestyle that's depraved today. We're living there in that world this morning. And so we find there's the unending travail. It's there every day. It's there every day of our lives. Unending travail of things that's going on in our soul. Then there's the unseen hope that is found in verse 24. Well, you say, "I've been looking for hope." Well, quit looking for it. It's unseen. Amen. The Bible said, verse 24, "For we are saved by hope." And he said, "But the hope that is seen is not hope." What you see is not hope today. The Bible said, "For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it." I tell you, there is the unseen hope today that's not identified by this world. They can't see the hope that we have in our Lord today. They can't see the hope that we have in the gospel of Jesus Christ that we have today. They can't see the hope we have in our Bible today. This world can't see that. It's unseen hope, and we can't see that, but we've got hope that's unseen. There's something deep on the inside of every child of God. There's some hope for us. We're going to survive. We're going to be victorious. We're coming out on the other side of this thing, going to heaven. There's an unseen hope that this world doesn't have today, but it's felt by those that are saved by the good grace of God. That's what faith is all about. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And that's the hope we have today. It's by faith. Amen. That unseen hope is by faith. And God ties that together because their faith that we have, my friend, is the substance of things hoped for. And that, you see, that very fabric of our hope today is our faith. And if you don't have faith, you have no hope. And the Bible said, without hope in this world, that's the condition of a sinner this morning. But we as children of God, we've got hope because we have faith. And we've got faith in the God that redeemed us. We've got faith in the God that's coming back for us and sent his son to get us. And we've got faith today in the victory we have by the Holy Spirit of God as we walk in the Spirit and not by sight. And we're not walking by sight. We're walking by faith. And one day our faith is going to end in sight. And we're going to get to see, thank God, the results of our faith. And when we place our eyes upon the Lord Jesus and the heavenly home that He's got prepared for us that are saved, brother, that's when our faith is going to end in sight. Amen. So there's an unseen hope. And then there's an unparalleled patience that we have today. The Bible said, and look at verse 25, if we hope for that we see not, then we with patience wait for it. Wait for it. Amen. It's coming. Wait for it. Wait for it. Because you've got faith and because you've got hope, you can wait for it. I'm waiting on the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm waiting for the revelation of Jesus Christ when He comes. I'm waiting on the trumpet to sound. I'm waiting on the Lord Jesus to come in the clouds and hear and say, come up hither. I'm waiting for that time. There's an unparalleled patience. The children of God can endure many things because they've got patience of hope in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, my friend, aren't you glad you're saved? This morning, we can wait for it. Wait for it. And when things get rough where you're at, wait for it. Amen. Because you've got faith, you know it's going to get better. And you say, well, preacher, it's getting worse. I know, and it's going to get worse unless Jesus comes. But when it gets worse, we can wait for it because we've been promised a better day. We got a better hope than this world has. And we got a better faith than this world has. I got faith in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ because He gave me that hope when I got saved by His wonderful and marvelous grace. Amen. So friend, listen today. There's earnest expectations. We're expecting some things to happen. And we know because of our faith that it's going to happen. And we know because of our faith we're going to survive. And we'll be looking for Him when He comes back again. And when Jesus will come in the crowds, and if they put me in the ground in the grave, I pray that don't do away with my hope. I'm still going to see Him. Job said, even after the skin worm destroy this body of mine, I'm getting my flesh, I shall see the Lord. We're going to see the Lord. Brother, listen, wait for it now. Just wait for it now. He's coming. Wait for it. If you're going through some things, just wait for it because you've got faith. You've got hope, and because you got hope, you can wait for it. Amen. Things are going to get better. And when the Lord comes back, and it'll take the coming of our Lord to straighten this world out today, and it's not going to get any better in this world. But brother, we've got hope that when He comes, He's going to deliver us from the wrath to come. Why? Because we've got faith. And because we've got faith, we've got hope. And because we've got hope, we can wait for it. We can wait for it. The Lord's coming. I hope you get right with Him if you're not right today, and if you're not where you ought to be with God. Petty things that are keeping you from serving God, why don't you get rid of that and serve the Lord? Get in the house of God and worship the Lord together with His people today. Well, our time is gone. Hey, may God bless you. It's our prayer on the next Sunday at this same time. Amen.